Hi, and welcome to the Four for Soaring podcast. Going to do a video version of this as well as an audio version. I'm not sure which one of these you're listening to or watching, but thought that I would talk a little bit about how we can change our lens to see more light. I wrote this quite some time ago, and it starts out with a definition of lens from Merriam-Webster. A piece of transparent material such as glass that has two opposite regular surfaces, either both curved or one curved in the other plane, and that is used either singly or combined in an optical instrument for forming an image of focusing rays of light, also known as a combination of two or more simple lenses, or a piece of glass or plastic used in safety goggles or sunglasses to protect the eye, or a device for directing or focusing radiation other than light, such as sound waves, radio, microwaves, or electrons. Pretty interesting, all the different ways that we can define lens, and they dictate how we see and experience the world, whether the lens we're talking about is the biological lens of the eye, the physical lens of a camera, or the euphemistic lens of our point of view. And I thought that as I was starting to record these, the light is not very well done as I'm learning about video recording. And so I just thought this was a really fitting one to talk about. We all have an assumption that these lenses are transparent to us. Maybe because transparency is right in the definition. In our minds and our hearts, we feel we have consciously chosen the lenses we put on the world and the events around us. We marvel at those that look through a seemingly opposite lens than ours, often dismissing them in the same heartbeat. We've seen a lot of that in the news lately. We've seen a lot of that on social media where we just dismiss each other and our views, or where we even grow to hate one another. We also gather around and pay closer attention to those that share a similar lens to us. We get in our bubble. And so that's written in this post as well. When I wrote it, I talked about how I found it interesting that in the physical form, lenses are not in themselves what we intuitively expect. The eye's lens, for instance, relies on the brain to flip upside down the image that it sees. Most artificial lenses and complex devices that help us see, such as a sophisticated telescope, a camera, or my trifocals, they rely on not one surface, but multiple surfaces to produce crystal clear images. In all cases, lenses are forced to be more complex to deliver their clarity. This is so with our non-physical lenses as well, or at least I believe it. Our viewpoints are not always what they seem or what we intuit. They're subject to powerful forces that shape the way we view the world. Confirmation bias is one such force. Have you ever seen the famous gorilla experiment? Watch the video in the link. Go out to the blog post. Click on it. Whether you've heard of it or not, you might not be surprised when you see that there's an impact to your own confirmation biases. This often replicated experiment is one source of evidence that our lenses, physical or otherwise, are cloudy. They're subject to error. They can cause us to miss things that are right in front of us visually, orally, behaviorally, or spiritually. However, lenses can also be powerful and wonderful forces for directing and focusing our attention on what's truly important. They can help us keep our eye on the prize. They can help us see another land, another way to show up in the world, and even locate the best in others. It works best when we choose to view things differently, but sometimes we need to open our minds and see through the lenses of others first. For instance, my wife's biased lens toward me led her to see potential in me. I refused to acknowledge for a long time what that potential was, but she saw it. And quite a few folks I met and that loved me over the years did the same. Some of those folks encouraged me professionally, some socially, some academically, and some spiritually. They all saw me through a lens that said, John has so much more to give and so much more to know about how rich and full his life can be if he would simply stop being so stubborn and change his lens already. As a young man, I had a sort of strong set of confirmation biases, a sort of lens that led me to believe the world was a harsh place full of dangerous people and situations. My spyglass was one of cynicism about the actors in the world around me. Internally, I looked at myself in the, maybe it was a funhouse mirror's lens, and thought I had very limited worth, few gifts to offer the world, and no chance of having the life I have today. Over time, and with the help of God and those he put around me, I changed the way I look at the world. Let's take a break. Let's get real here. I mean, that sounds very Pollyannish, and I'm still pretty skeptical and sarcastic. I'm not a Pollyanna that never sees or discusses the perceived hidden motives or ill intentions of others. I don't go around, you know, being perfect all the time, and everything I say, everything I think. You know, I'm not an uber confident soul that fully realizes and sees my potential. I want to just be real about that. Quite the contrary, I have to fight those tendencies to self-deprecate, to hate on the world, you know, totally dismiss others' views and lenses every single day. But that said, the old me ironically saw that pessimistic outlook as the clearest possible way to view everything and to be in the world. My younger self refused to believe there was any other lens to be applied. The result was a heck of a lot of perceiving exactly what I expected to see and not recognizing what and who those other people were challenging me to see. And when I think about it, I lament the decades of my life when I didn't realize that my lens was impossibly cloudy, leading me to continuously reconfirm my worst fears and desperately in need of a good spit shine of the old lens. In fact, this isn't written in the blog, but you know, there are people around me today that think the world is a zero-sum game. They want to teach kids. They want to teach young people that you need to be careful. You need to watch out. You need to make sure that no one takes advantage of you. And there's something to that. There's something to being careful. There's something to coaching kids about the realities of the life that they may come into, about the cynical people that they may encounter. There's something to all of that. I would never dismiss that. The importance of caring for your children and talking to them about what is fundamentally life or death in some cases. But that's not really what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about the kind of folks that want to talk to their kids about, you know, watch out for that guy that's going to get an extra dollar out of you. Watch out for that person that, you know, maybe they want to beat you in something. Maybe they're going to do better than you in something else. You know, that kind of gamesmanship, that's the kind that maybe we don't need as much of. And maybe we need a little more believing the best in other people as we teach our kids. So what's the difference with me now? You know, even though I'm still skeptical, perhaps the change I've made is that I'm on guard for pulling out the gray lens. I have a tendency to use on everything. So when I catch myself doing it, I'm a little more wary of it. That's the biggest difference. Practically speaking, I try to correct myself at the moment when I refuse to believe the best. I know I have a faith that gives me a lens that prompts me and holds me accountable to strive and see the world and people the way God sees them, with love and a gracious heart. So I try to enter new situations, conversations, interactions with this at the front of my mind. Like I said, I mess this up on a daily basis, sometimes an hourly basis. Nevertheless, my point is the effort to try on another lens, whether you do that through faith as I do, or just through sifting your and shifting your mindset, is well worth the effort. I challenge you to try it on for size. Just 2 weeks. Report back to me. Send me a message on all the platforms. Just let me know. DM me. I'm going to provide a couple additional resources in the blog post that was originally written. And you can check some things out. After a couple weeks, if you haven't seen a difference, and I'll be shocked if you don't. But I'll also be glad to chat with you about that. You know, if you experience a positive change, I want to hear about that. Give it a try. What do you have to lose by trying on a different lens for just 2 weeks? The promise is, and my hope for you is, that it changes your entire outlook on life and sees you through to a better tomorrow. So if you find this vlog or audio podcast or written blog helpful, just share it with your friends, subscribe, but more than anything, you know, reach out, connect, let's talk about it, because we need each other. And at the end of the day, I want to see you soar. Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us on the 4 for Soaring podcast. If you'd like to support us, there are some simple ways to do that. You can become a Patreon. You can go to our Patreon page. Or you can do a one-time donation via PayPal. Actually, all of the 4 for Soaring content and ways to get into this are all on our Linktree. And that's at linktr.ee/4forsoaring. Thank you for joining us.